Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is November the 19th, 2024. And in the group today, you have Alessandra, you have myself, we have Bobby B, we have Devon, Adrian, Bailey, Shadows, and Hillary. During the month of November, it is National Podcast Post Month, and we are doing an entry for that. What I do is I ask a question to get the conversation started, and we see where we go from there. So, today's question, how does working with others support your creative goals, and how important is accountability in this process? Alessandra.
Well, I have to say, I've always been allergic to that word accountability, because the experience that I had with accountability was not a kind experience. So our creators, we lovingly call the crew of Creative Work Hour, some of the crew will mention accountability, but for me, I tend not to use that word because I got burned with it in another group a while back. So leaving that one alone, but being with the crew every day, I mean, the magic in it is that body doubling. And the closest thing that I can liken it to is like when I was in school or uni, we would go to the library, and I would always look for my friends at the library. And if there was a spot, I'd sit next to them or start a new table nearby. But there was something about that camaraderie of we're all in this quiet place, and there's a purpose that we have for being there. And oh, hell, what are the chances we're actually going to do that thing? But if we're there and we see another working on the thing that is similar to what we were going to work on, all of a sudden there's more energy to start and there's less resistance to overcome. So that's what I would say about how it helps to just be in a room with others that are creatively seeking.
There's been a lot of studies on that concept of body doubling and working with others, and it's kind of the new buzz factor kind of going around, but there's a lot to it. The science does support that, doesn't it? I wonder what might be a better word for accountability, because you're absolutely right. That is a fearful word. So maybe we can think of what might be a great substitution for accountability. I wonder. Bobby?
Accountability is a characteristic that I hold dear in my professional career, when it's work, when it's business, absolutely. But that only is effective if the assumptions are understood of what that even means. And in a creator community, you have to, in my mind, you have to have tolerance for variations of assumption or how people come through, how people are accountable, because you don't know where people's minds and abilities go as they're creative. And so there has to be a tolerance and an acceptance that people may drift and splinter. But as long as you have the respect to come back and, you know, digest it and hug and move forward, then you're within the framework, I think, that it really carries the spirit of this. You know, when accountability is a knife's edge, that's just leading to tension. So I think circling back, I think what the assumptions are can play a big role.
Right. And I think as well, at the end of the day, we're only accountable to our own selves. Alessandra.
Well, piggybacking on what Bobby just said, when I think about the word accountability, one very useful purpose of that word is like in 12-step groups, there's accountability. Like, you know, if you've earned your chip, how many days has it been since you last involved yourself in whatever that behavior is that you're trying to, you know, figure out how to live life in the midst of that sometimes being present? But rather than us having a milieu of a 12-step group, I think we're more like little kids that are sharing a treehouse. And that makes all the difference.
112%.
Yeah, because it's not that we're trying to quit procrastination. And I've been 2.5 seconds since I last procrastinated. Instead, we want that feeling of, okay, so you forgot your homework. Get in here anyway. Okay, you didn't do the thing you said you were going to do. It's fine. What if a higher level of you says, yeah, that looks good on paper, that thing that you said you were going to do, but that's not what you really need right now. And so accountability can be a real stickler when it comes to that intra-relationship, that intrapersonal relationship of that voice that says, this is what you ought to do. And another voice that says, this is what I need to do to take care of myself. I just thought I would throw that in. Shadows, what do you think?
Unless I'm collaborating with somebody, I am accountable to nobody but me. So I don't consider accountability and creativity as being all that important other than when I'm collaborating.
Right. And at the end of the day, we are just accountable to ourselves. That woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? Those words, those ouds. What about you, Bailey? Do you have a thought on that? How does working with others support your creative goals, and how about accountability? Does that play part of the process?
I'm kind of opposite of Shadows. I am really bad at collaborating, but I need accountability. I like to do so many different things that I get kind of like spread out. And if I'm not accountable, I lose focus. So for me, a lot of being creative is about sharing what I'm doing, like the piece I'm working on right now. And because of that, today I've actually composed instead of like writing, for example. So a sort of like loose a kind of accountability, which I get here, is really nice for me.
Hillary.
Okay, accountability. You got accountability to yourself and accountability to others, and accountability to yourself to present when you are supposed to be accountable to others. And so when you're accountable to yourself and you are intrinsically setting your own goals, that's for me, I think where I get lost when I'm alone doing things. If I'm trying to be creative and, but I'm cr trying to create something real, something that's bigger than me. So collaboration is essential if your goal is big enough. And then you've also then, when you're working with others, you get help just even speaking out loud what it is you're trying to do. And then you can get past the hurdles in your own head to create something as you get just stuck and stall and second guess things. But then in regards to accountability, that's, I'd say something, if you're entering into this socially, you are aware of your obligations to produce whatever that is and to be accountable when you don't, as much as we want to give excuses, what's the point of being accountable if you're not?
I remember a breakthrough conversation that Hillary and I had with the crew when I asked one day, you were experiencing some frustration with something, and I asked you this question, and you seemed to just light up on the other end. I asked you, well, do you feel like you moved the needle today? Do you remember that, Hillary?
Yeah, and it helps because it's sometimes it's about the perspective of what got done. That's kind of like the accountability within this hour. You are intrinsically motivated to do what you say you're going to do for the hour, but you have that external motivation to say you did do it at the end of the hour.
Right. And you had mentioned saying out loud as well. It kind of brings back to that building in public concept that we talked about the other day. I wonder if, Devin, do you have a thought on this? How does working with others support your creative goals? And how does accountability, or does accountability, factor into that?
Well, I have the perfect example, but first I'd like to validate this concept of Bobby doubling. I mean, when we added Bobby W in addition to Bobby B, it really, improved the quality of the group. So I'm all for that. But specific to your question, I was inspired to start working on my novel again by something that Stuart said one day in the group. And it just hit me the right way at the right time. I'm like, oh. And so I reached out to him, like, oh, thank you so much for sharing that. It really made me want to start writing again. And he said, well, why don't we have a little accountability check-in every week? And we're still doing it. I just did it this morning with him, where he says, hey, I wrote this many words this week. This is how it's going. This is what I'm feeling. I'm like, that's great. You know, here's where I am. And it's just extremely helpful in that one little focused endeavor. And I also don't like the word accountability. I've been in situations where I felt like that got used the wrong way. But whatever this arrangement is, it's just a check-in. It feels like a very supportive, friendly check-in is helpful for me.
Right. And you're talking about novel writing. Is this a continuation to the story of Bruce, or is this a completely different endeavor?
This is entirely different. This is the poor novel that's been struggling for over a decade now to be born. So no, this is trying to revive the patient.
Oh, surely you jest, because that's a hell of a gestation.
So watch this space for the upcoming novel by Devin Dingler. Adrian, do you have a thought on this? How does working with others support your creative goals? And what about accountability as part of the process?
I'm horrible with accountability in general. So I could find a process where I could actually be accountable and even be accountable to myself. Like, I would love to see that. Something that actually works for me.
So there you have it, working with others, supporting your creative goals and accountability. Any closing thoughts, burning thoughts and desires? If not, we'll call it a wrap for today.
Well, I love how Adrian keeps it real, which is so much a part of who we are. We just keep it real. And Adrian, if somebody starts barking at me about accountability, I basically just break into hives. I can't. Like, no, I can't. But I have to allow, you know, as founder, I have to allow, like, what Bailey is saying is absolutely valid. Like, he needs a version of that because that, you know, he is one of the many polymaths in the group. Like, he's got a dozen things going on in his creative life, and they're not all on the front burner at once, because you can't have 12 things on a front burner. But I have to be conscious in the guiding of the group to allow for that. And I love what Devin said about having a one-off, you know, a back channel conversation with another of the crew to have whatever it is that they needed that serves that purpose. So that was really, really good. And we'll have to get Stuart in here with us too, won't we, Devin?
When you said you broke into Hive, so for a moment I thought you were saying you broke into Hive, which is a blockchain. I was like, oh my gosh, you must have made out like a bandit. You broke into the blockchain. So, but there you have it. You heard it here first. And it's that time. It's happened again. You wasted a perfectly few good minutes listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. Come back again tomorrow and we'll be here.